Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And we are back again, right here on Just For You. Do remember, it's happening this Sunday. We have the worship encounter. Make sure that you make your way, you book your spot, you come. Your worship teams are coming, your choirs are coming to be empowered, so that we can bring a change in the world, so that our music, whenever we are worshiping God, miracles can happen. We've been praying for such a revival, and it's that time. And we are grateful as Radio Pulpit to bring this free worship encounter to you, happening this Sunday from 1 o'clock at Phumulani Lodge. We are back again with Apostle Sylvia Rabutulu Sipugu, and she's on the line with me. My queen, welcome back.
The queen is back. The queen for the Lord is back. Thank you so much for having me again.
Yes. So you're still explaining about Blessings, Power, Honor and Glory Ministries, what you do at the ministry.
Yes. And I was also greeting the listeners out there and then Radio Pulpit, everybody. May you be blessed this morning of the Lord. So I was saying that Blessings, Power and Honor and Glory belongs to our God. It's just an explanation of the word and prayer on its own. So we are a church. We are nothing else but about God, the word of God, the kingdom of God. So our mission is to preach the word of God and to establish the kingdom of God everywhere and lead people to salvation. That's my mandate, and that is our mandate as a church. So church is about God, church is about the word, church is about prayer, church is about seeking God. And church is about a lot of things, but obviously we are different because we are many, many churches in this world. But however, there is one God that we are serving. So we are all about God. I will have to just leave it there.
Sure.
We are all about God and the way.
It's all about God.
Yes.
And when it comes, Muruti, to ministering in prayer, how important is it for us to stand in the gap, especially where our children are concerned? We have our children writing their exams right now in this season. And as I said earlier on to the family of Radio Pulpit, I came across a strike at one of the tertiary institutions, and the learners were eager to write, climbing off the buses, but they couldn't even enter the premises. And you meet with some children right now. Some are depressed, some are stressed out, some are also suicidal. There's this anxiety, there's this panic that's taking place currently. How is it important for us to stand in the gap and pray for our children first, before I can ask other questions on how to lay hands on them and all that? But how is it important for us to stand in the gap as guardians, as parents, as elder brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts?
You know, as we understand the society that we are living in, we are facing many challenges, especially from our young people. Right now, yes, they are writing their exams, and we see this time as a very difficult time. I think that as leaders of the community, we need to start to change the narrative of saying that we are in a difficult time of exams. So we never design this way of education and being educated and studying to be something that is exciting and something that is simple for our children. We have designed this as something that is a very difficult journey. So I wouldn't know what causes us to feel that this is a difficult thing to do. So I would like us to change something as a society before I even start touching about prayer. Yes, prayer is the daily life, is our spiritual force to live every day and to live for God, and morally right so. But when it comes to our youth and, you know, our children who are at school, I would like to say that let us change this narrative as a society to give our children something that looks like it's a difficult thing, it's a difficult journey to walk on. Let's identify triggers that give our children fear. For me, as you are asking me this question, this is one of the triggers that gives our children fear to commit suicide, to think that they are unable, to think that they are difficult, because some of them, they face a lot of, you know, internal battles that parents do not know. They go out there and then they face so many things that are very much hard for them to stomach. So we need to start to develop something that will inspire them so that they can overcome this kind of obstacles. Let us change the mindset of our people, especially as the Black community. Let us give our children something that will give them the enthusiasm to face the exam time with all their might and power, looking forward, exciting, you know, like a party, a birthday party, like this matric dance, which is made to be a very exciting thing. So we're doing that to prepare them to be excited and happy. But yet, the devil will always send his spirit, and he will not send his spirit right in the street. He will send his spirit right in school to destroy the future of our country and the future of our children. We might not have to worry and say we are praying, but we need to worry about the mindset of our people from where I'm coming from. Let us start to build a new foundation for our children. To say as they are going to school, they must grow up knowing that this is the best way, this is the best thing that has ever happened to them. No matter difficulties that they face, they are going to be, you know, the future of our country. Those without God, when they see these ones with God, happy, even when they are facing difficult situations, they will also be inspired and come to God. So let me touch the issue of prayer. The prayer is a way to live for everybody, whether you are young or not young. But if we are going to seek God's wisdom, we can only seek it through prayer. So the book of 1 Timothy says that study to show thyself approved. We need to study. If we are not going to study, how are we going to develop? The world is evolving now. Technology is evolving now. And it's not going to go back. It is going to be changing and changing and changing. God is doing a new thing each and every year. So there's a lot of innovation out there. There's a lot of, you know, things that have not yet been discovered. It can only be unlocked through education. So we need knowledge for our children. So driving this home as well, we need the presence of God in our school. So I see many ministers, they go to school, they are praying, they are teaching the word. This is the way to go. Because if we don't reach out to our children at school or wherever they are, we will never reach out with this program that we are developing, trying to give them counseling and everything. So the word of God is more powerful. The spirit of God is more powerful. The Holy Spirit can do it. He can touch many areas in one prayer. He can touch many places while we are praying, each and everyone praying in their own areas of destination or in their own areas where they are actually working. We can reach out to our children and God will help us. And then I will just have to leave it there because I'm now coming to start to preach now. And I want to answer every question.
You know, God is so awesome. I just love God and I love the power that is there in the kingdom. Something I've learned this on my own, that the importance of laying hands on your children. Yes, you'll be praying for your children, but also remembering that they are a contact point to other children that they meet at school. So when you lay hands on your children, also praying for others whilst you're praying for yours, with you laying hands, when they get to school, because they converse with the other children, they touch the other children, the Spirit of the Lord ministers to them as well. Like we would do in a crusade and say, bring the clothes of the one that you want to pray for, and or come and stand in the gap, and then we lay hands on you, you go back home, and a person is healed, a person is delivered, a person gets a job and all that, because of you are the point of contact, and our children are a point of contact, which is exciting for me to see the power that's there, because when we are laying hands on our children and sending them off, then we know that other children will also benefit from that. Ma, what are some of the things that we need to say and speak into our children's lives when we are blessing them, when we are praying for them during this time, especially now? I think there is always, for years and many years, even when we were young, when we were children, there was an attack during the exam season. Some would have blackouts or blockages. So a child wouldn't remember anything they have studied. Some would just be so anxious and panic, and some would faint. I remember at some point I was writing exams, and one of the learners that we were writing with just fainted in the exam room. So I know that there's an attack yearly during this time on the children. But what are some of the words that we need to speak unto them as they are writing during the season and even into the atmosphere as we are praying for them?
All right, I will start with the laying of the hands. The laying of the hands is very important, because once you are laying hands on your child at home, it's a symbol of hope to the child to say, you're going to go out there, you're going to face whatever that you're going to face at school, writing your examination. It's only God that will give you the ability to write those exams and pass. We lay hands on our children, and then when they go to school, they also give hope to other children. So which means that they are now having the Holy Spirit upon them, who is going to give them counseling, who is going to comfort them, who is going to even remind them and represent their minds, because anything can come and steal the little joy that they have from home, that mom prayed for me. But the Holy Spirit will go with them. So it's very much important to lay hands on our children. So the book of Numbers 27, verse 18 says that, look, Moses, take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay hands on him. He knew that the journey is supposed to walk, and the battle that is supposed to face, it will need the impartation of the Spirit of God. So it's important to lay hands on our children when they go to school. They can also lay hands on others and encourage them in the Lord. So that is very, very, very important to pray for our children. Even in church, we have to do that. So I would also like to add that as much as we are the parents and supporting our children to do very well at school, even the educators, the teachers at school, there is no any other name that will save our nation than the name of Jesus. We have seen this name working wonders. We used to pray when we were young at school. At our school, it was a morning prayer. It was an afternoon prayer. You know, we will pray, and then we will go to assembly, and then the educator will be leading us in prayer when we go home, you know. And that was working. And so now we have many religions, which is actually giving us another challenge, to say, what do we do now when we are having this kind of religion? Every child, they have religions. We are South Africans. We have a freedom in so many things. But this freedom that we have today, are we building the moral right and the fiber for our children to go to school and face any battle? Like these strikes that are going on, you can tell that these are spirits that are causing confusion and commotion for children not to write. It is not godly at all to have a strike during exams. Why was this strike not happening during, you know, school holidays? It's only happening now. So you can tell that we are being challenged by the devil left and right. And yes, during these times of exams, the devil targets our children. So I would like to say that we need to pray, and I'm going to pray yesterday for our communities and for our country, so that we can have this peaceful environment. Did we pray when they started? Yes. Have we been praying when they've been at school? Yes, we've been praying. But we will never lose heart. We will continue to pray and having hope from God that our children will grow and this country is in good hands, because we will never lose heart to hope in God. So I don't know now if we're going to pray now, or we're
going to
pray after.
Yeah, I'm going to ask, yes, Muruti, thank you so much for talking to us and encouraging the brethren to pray, the family of Radio Pulpit, to stand in the gap and pray. We have about 2 minutes to just take it all to the Lord in prayer, standing in the gap for our children as they are writing, and even praying for our community, as you just said as well. So I'm going to just let you pray for these minutes that we have.
Okay. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning as a nation. We come before you. Lord God Almighty, we are praying for our children at school. We are praying for their teachers as well. We are praying, my God, that during these times of exam, we pray, my God, for peace. Lord God Almighty, we raise the banner of peace, my God, in the name of Jesus, in all corridors of education. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your word says that when we pass through the waters, you will be with us. When we pass through the rivers, you will be with us, and we will not be swept away. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our children are facing a lot of challenges out there. We pray, Jehovah Mighty God, and we raise our hands this morning that may you give them wisdom and understanding. May you give them, my God, the spirit of hope, that as they are growing up, my God, they are going to represent you and hold this country, my God, accountable, responsibly, and also, my God, to walk in your path and to strive for the path of righteousness and holiness in all their ways and in all they do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we send the Holy Spirit in those classes, my God, in those corridors of education. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against the spirit of suicide. We come against the spirit of anxiety. We come against the spirit, my God, of confusion. We come against the spirit of fight, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of war in families. We come against the spirit of stress, depression, and anxiety in the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we raise our hands in faith. We believe in you, and we know, God Almighty, that you will never fail us. Your word will never fail us. We have hope in you, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may your Holy Spirit hover free to each and every corridor of education. We send your Holy Spirit this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we send your power to lift up each and everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, those who are feeling down, my God, may they be lifted in your throne room of grace. We ask of your mercy this morning, Jehovah, mighty God, that we know that without you, my God, we are going nowhere. We are nothing. But with you, my God, our children can scale the wall. In the name of Jesus Christ, give them the ability and the skills. Give them the strength of God Almighty to endure, my God, all the hardships. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for their books. We pray for those papers. We pray, Jehovah, mighty God, that the enemy, my God, will never win. In the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement, my God, as the ministers of the word. So you have called us, Jehovah, mighty God, at this time of difficulties, my God, that we are facing as a society, where there are so many spirits, my God, that are challenging your power and your ways. We pray, Jehovah, mighty God, that let there be peace in the schools, let there be love in the schools, let there be joy in the schools, let there be the joy of salvation in the schools, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Jehovah, and we believe in this. We say, God Almighty, all the stations that are spreading your word of prayer, we pray, Jehovah, mighty God, that let our prayers be heard out there in Jesus' mighty name. May the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the sweet Spirit of God, be with us now and forevermore. Mercy and grace in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Apostle, for leading us in this prayer, standing in the gap for our children. May God awesomely bless you. For family members who'd like to talk to you directly, are you reachable?
We are in Monavoni, number 11 Murray Road, in Centurion. We are next to Forest Hill Mall. You will see a gray building on your left before you enter the mall. So that is where we are. We have prayers on Wednesday from 7 to 8. We have a service on Sunday. Our service starts at 9 o'clock, intercession, and 9:30 the main service starts. And then at 11:30, we end our services. So that is where we are by the grace of God, and we thank God for each and everyone who would like to reach out to us. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Away. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed one, and may all the people be blessed this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.